not a mandate at all. That's a personal popularity vote of the President of the United States. The fact that at the present time we've only lost four congressmen and about five other empty seats that had been, that members had not run for re-election, we've gained about five, we've defeated about five Republicans. There's a net loss of four at the present time, and going over the seats that are out, I would say that we could lose 10 to 12 seats, and that'd be exceptionally high. It appears to me that the popularity of the president probably is the highest in the history of this country, despite the fact that there were pockets of poverty and unemployment in certain areas. Every facet of the people voted him for him, from the college student to the poor, to middle class, to the aged, to Catholics, Protestants, Jews, everybody you look at, labor, the percentage was with him. There was just a tremendous popularity vote.
And that's not
on the other hand. On the other hand, you would have thought there was a tremendous coattail effect. It apparently appears that in the Senate we've won a couple of seats, and in the House we won't lose a dozen at the tops. And it seems to me that instead of a mandate, they put us here as a safety net, because so many of the things of the president that they don't like, his handling of Social Security and Medicare and taxes and things of that nature, would. They're going to do in the next session. But any piece of legislation that's reported by committee that the president is interested in, we'll be happy to bring to the floor. And we hope that we will help him with his mandate, if he thinks it's a mandate, of no new taxes over his dead body, he said, and no cutting of the Social Security and things of that nature.
Mr. Speaker,
yes.
You have been obviously a staunch supporter of Mr. Mondale and Ms. Ferraro, both it now appears out of work. What of their political futures? What options do they have ahead
well,
of them?
Well, all I can say is the Speaker of the House and a Democratic Speaker at that, I know all of our members across the nation are very, very grateful to them. It was a foregone conclusion for months that they were fighting a tremendous uphill battle, and they were really never making any headway with it, but they fought until the bitter end. And their fighting to the bitter end brought to the American people the issues of the campaign, and the issues of the campaign are the things that are going to be brought up in this Congress. And by their carrying the fight the way they did all the way through, it created that the American people wanted a safety net out there, and that's why I think we did as well as we did in the House and in the Senate. Mondale and Ferraro, I don't know what their future in American politics is. All I can say to you is I don't think we could have had better candidates, and I don't think anybody that we could have put on the ticket at this particular time would have fared any better than our candidates did this year.
Mr. Speaker, if your figures hold up, and you're a pretty good head counter, if you only lose about 12 seats in the House,
right?
Then what will you do as the leader of the Democratic majority, working majority in the House, to reduce the federal deficit if you say you will try to help the president not raise taxes?
What will we do?
Yeah, the
first thing we'll do is assess our position, find out what the policies of the president are going to be, see if he's going to live up to the campaign promises that he made. And the leadership will meet with the caucus, and we'll decide the strategy. This is something you can't conceive on an election night as to what road you're going to go. My party is not a party of an individual. It's a party of 260-odd Democrats who will decide the future of our party.
Mr. Speaker, who is going to lead the Democratic Party in the next 2 years?
Who is going to lead them?
Yes, sir. You're the most powerful elected Democratic official. Will you be the, not only titular, but the effective leader of this party now, or will it
be
someone else?
Well, I can't say that. We have to see who our chairman of the Democratic National Committee is going to be. We have to see if Mr. Mondale is going to take an effective part, whether he wants to stay, whether he wants to step back. You can't make judgments on an election night at a time like this. Those judgments will be made along the line.
Mr. Speaker, thank you very much for joining us.
Fine.